Bile rose in his esophagus at the same time that his throat closed. Terror wrapped two big, bony hands around his neck and squeezed. He stumbled backward, turned and ran into a floor lamp, jumped sideways and tripped over a footstool, fell and hit his head on the corner of the coffee table. Crack, boom, crack, boom. Dizzy, weak, scared, he scrambled to get his feet under himself and get out of the room. A strange, mewling sound squeezed up out of his throat like a dog that had been beaten. He ran to the kitchen. He ran out the back door. He couldn't stay in the house, couldn't get away from it fast enough. The world had taken on a weird, green cast. There was a roaring sound coming, coming like a freight train. But when he looked at the tracks, there was no train. Or, if there had been one, it had been swallowed whole by the huge black funnel cloud that had touched ground and was chewing up everything in its path. This had to be a nightmare. None of this could really be happening, but he felt the debris hit him. Slivers and splinters and dirt pelted him. He threw his arms up around his head to protect his face. The roar was deafening. The old storm cellar door was open and clinging to the frame by a single hinge as the wind tried to rip it free. He all but threw himself down the concrete stairs and kicked in the door to the basement itself. It was old and rotted with damp, and it split away from the frame on the third kick. The basement was as dank as a cave and smelled of mildew. He couldn't find a light switch. Above him, the old house had begun to shake. He had the impression of it pulling upward as the tornado tried to rip it from its foundation. The rain came in a deluge. The bullwhip crack of lightning, thunder drumming, the basement was illuminated in bursts of stark white light. The darkness between was absolute. He curled into a ball on the floor, cold, wet, sick at the thing he had seen upstairs, sick at the smell of the basement. He didn't know how long he stayed there. It might have been 5 minutes or 5 hours. Time meant nothing. All he would remember later was the dawning of awareness that everything had gone silent again. So silent, he thought he might have gone deaf. Random flashes of lightning still illuminated the night beyond the high basement windows, but he couldn't hear the thunder. Slowly, he rose from the cold, wet floor. Something like a hand touched the back of his neck, and the sweat coating his skin turned to ice. Something nudged him in the back, as if to make him turn around to see a surprise. Lightning burst outside the windows like the flash of a camera, and the image was forever imprinted on his brain. A memory that would never fade, never lessen in its impact or in its horror. The bodies of two children hanging from the ceiling beams, their lifeless eyes staring sightless into his.